It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Coco with Rockin' Vino on KSRO, sponsored by American Ag Credit. And I am here with my amazing co-host, Michelle. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Enjoying this beautiful, amazing weather.
So nice. And I know that we don't normally talk about things that have happened in the past, mm-hmm. but I just have to say how much fun we had going to Songwriters in Paradise over in Napa at Charles Krug Winery this past Friday. It was an exceptional experience.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I would say if you heard about it and want to go, like, definitely go. They're going to bring it to Healdsburg in July.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend getting tickets and going, because it's really a unique experience.
Absolutely. Songwriters in Paradise. All right. So what are we talking about today?
All right. Well, we have another amazing event, and we are here with Steve DeVaris. Hello.
Good morning.
And he is CEO of SD Media and founder of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. Welcome.
Thank you. I guess it's afternoon. It's not morning anymore.
Just barely afternoon.
I went to the SIP Healdsburg event last summer.
Oh, yeah?
It is really, really nice. Amazing.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. And I'm bummed because I'll be gone out of town this year, so I'll miss it. But I didn't know. I didn't go to the Napa one, but I live there. I should have gone to that one.
That's another event we could have, been passing ships in the night at.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right, we've been talking exactly. here before we come on air.
We've already been to every other event together and not said hello.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes, we know each other quite well without actually knowing each other. All right, so tell us, the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience is now in its third year. This year will be the third, right?
Correct. We're a little, just slightly over 3 weeks away.
Wow.
So it's an intense time as we're doing last-minute planning.
Absolutely.
But yeah, going into our third year, May 16th through the 19th.
Very cool. So how did you put this all together? How did it start?
So I have two businesses. One is an advertising sales business, and I represent magazines and websites. So Food & Wine Magazine's been a long-time client. So I've been going to their food and wine festivals that they sponsor, including one they own, which is the Food & Wine Classic in Aspen. It's sort of their granddaddy of all of these events. That's been around 41 years.
Wow.
They just had their 41th anniversary last year. But I've gone to the ones at Pebble Beach and Miami and New York and Austin and Nashville and everywhere else but wine country. So when COVID shutdown happened, I got a call from my friend Carissa Cruz from the Wine Growers, who I know you know well.
I do, yes.
And she's like, Steve, I want to do an event in Sonoma County, but you know a lot about events. I don't know as much. Can you help me? And I had just lost half of our business in advertising because COVID shut down all travel. And travel was half of my business and wine was the other half.
Mm.
So, and I had two girls in college and I was like, well, all right, well, what am I going to do now? And literally, what am I going to do now? Because they went to very expensive colleges. So little did I know that events take 3 to 5 years to make money. So that's not wasn't really going to be a big help. But I just started thinking about, instead of flying to all these other places, why can't we have one in our own backyard?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we haven't in the past is typically there's this weird kind of rivalry that happens between Napa and Sonoma.
Yes.
So if you go to Taste of Sonoma, as an example, it's all Sonoma wine. And if you go to Festival Napa Valley, it's all Napa Valley. And every other event in the world is Napa wine in Napa and Sonoma wine in Sonoma. So I had to convince Carissa over time, like, okay, if you want to raise the bar for all wineries and all destinations in Sonoma County, then stop talking to yourselves for people who already know Sonoma wine. Let's have it become international and bring in wines from Napa and Oregon and Spain and France and Germany.
Hmm.
And everywhere great wine is grown. And instead of just having your own chefs, let's bring in chefs from all over, too. So what we do at our event is we try to pair outside, nationally known, really famous chefs in some cases, in a lot of cases, with local star talent, because there's an amazing array of star talent in wine country already, locals that are here. So we have this great mix of outside chefs and inside chefs, all kinds of wines. It's still predominantly Sonoma County wine, because that's where we are. But we have really great wines from Napa coming in, and we have French wines and Spanish wines and Australian wines, even South African. So all
nice.
Kinds of stuff.
And so how did you start in events? Like, what's your background, and how did you get to where you are today?
So, again, sort of Food & Wine Magazine was my client,
mm-hmm.
and 25 years I've been representing Food and Wine Magazine. So I've been going to these events for 25 years and calling on wineries for that length of, actually longer than that. Started my company, I got very into the luxury lifestyle, travel, and Epicurean world. But once I discovered the wine and food world, that's when I started liking my job.
Nice, yeah.
Because before that, it was just a job. And I really fell in love with food and wine. And I think that that whole world of hospitality, which you're in, I know, mm-hmm. is fun, you know, and I think there's a lot of nice people in it. And wine and food is something that are meaningful and emotional, and you share generally with other people and brings people together. So I just fell in love with the industry. And then I, after all those years, like when the whole COVID thing happened, I was trying to think, okay, now I know a million chefs, a whole bunch of somms, a whole bunch of wineries. How do I capitalize on that? And the event seemed like it might be a way.
Yeah.
I hope that one day it is.
And so you had mentioned off air that you were planning this event or planning your events during COVID. What was that process like, and what kind of hurdles did you have to get across in order to make it all happen?
So we decided to do the event in Healdsburg, which was also was a big hurdle in a lot of ways. So mm-hmm. first of all, Sonoma County is broken up into factions, and we could spend the whole show talking about that, and I don't want to talk about it. But the biggest hurdle was getting approval from the city of Healdsburg. And that is wasn't an easy task, and I had to go through several rounds of meetings and honestly a year-long political. I had never been in the political world before, and I didn't realize how tough it can be. And Healdsburg is known for having a tough environment for anything that you want in, including restaurants that want to go in or hotels that want to go in. And there's a certain faction of people in the that live here who, you know, remember the old ways when they could get a parking spot on the weekends and they didn't have to wait in a restaurant and there was no traffic and it was easy to cross the street. And those days have long left the train station. So mm-hmm. There's the people that understand progress and the people that hate it. And unfortunately, the people that hate it are the ones that go to the city council meetings. So it was rough to get this through, but that took literally a year, and happily it got through. And now we have a 3-year deal with the city, so we have permission to, for at least the next 3 years, continue this event. So hopefully we'll make it to year 6.
Nice.
That's really great. And did your initial ideas for what this was going to be like, it's the wine and food experience. So did you envision it with lots of little seminars and ancillary events kind of thing, or was it just the sort of big grand tasting?
First of all, Michelle, that's a great question. So the reason we call it experience and not food festival
right.
is because there's a lot of food festivals all around the country. And the one thing that all of those other festivals don't have is they're not in wine country. And when you go to wine country, it literally is an experience. So we have an endless palette of beautiful wineries to choose from to do events. And the city of Healdsburg itself is just a beautiful place to hang out and walk around. So between the restaurants and the tasting rooms and the art galleries, the whole thing, if we didn't even have an event, we just said, come to Healdsburg, people would have fun. Because it's such a beautiful, charming town with lots of stuff going on. But we are leaning in heavily to experiences that money can't buy. So especially this year. This year we decided that the first 2 years for our VIPs, we had events. The first year we had a Single Thread opened up for lunch for us, which they don't normally
do.
So we had a private lunch at Single Thread. Last year we took over Cyrus after it just opened. We did a private dinner for our VIPs. And those are multi-course, long experiences that people can buy. It's sometimes hard to get in, but you can buy them. Mm-hmm. This year we decided we're going to lean into having fun. So we're doing things like a Bollywood food and dance party,
Ooh.
An Indian-themed party at a beautiful winery, Sara Lee Vineyards, yeah. which is owned currently by La Crema and part of the Spire collection. So they'll have other luxury wines there as well as La Crema. But we have 3 incredible chefs cooking at that event. Manit Chauhan, who just won her 2nd Tournament of Champions, the first woman person ever to win this twice. Wow. Very difficult competition on the Food Network. And Stephanie Izard, who's an Iron Chef, owns restaurants in L.A. and Chicago. And then Tracy Shepos-Chinami, who's the Kendall Jackson chef. So, and we have all kinds of surprises for people that come to that. It's going to be really fun.
Wow. All right. We are talking with Steve Tavares. He is the CEO of SD Media and the founder of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. You can get tickets right now. It is coming up May 16th through the 19th at healdsburgwineandfood.com. healdsburgwineandfood.com. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. This is Rockin' Vino.
At American Ag Credit, we know success in agriculture means making the most of every minute. Our convenient and secure digital banking tools put time back into your hands so you can be where you're needed most. From mobile check capture to automatic payments, electronic signature, and more, we offer safe and efficient solutions to keep your business running smoothly so you have more time for the moments that matter. For more information, visit agloan.com/online. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Welcome back to Rockin' Vino, brought to you by American Ag Credit. We are talking with Steve Tavares, founder of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, which sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about a really cool event, but there's other ones that are coming up, or there's other events that people can still purchase tickets to. So do you want to share a little bit more about some of those events?
Yep. Sure.
Let's go with Friday, because this is fun. Should we start there?
Sure.
Or do you want to start?
We can start on Friday.
Okay.
We have two things available still for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Three, but one's almost sold out. So the one that's almost sold out is the beautiful garden to table lunch at Kendall Jackson's tasting room, and Manit Chauhan and their own chef Tracy Chinami are cooking. Manit is one of our best chefs, probably one of the best chefs in the world, quite frankly. And so it's a rare opportunity. That was used to be a VIP experience, so no one could buy it unless you bought the full weekend package.
Right.
This is the first time we've ever offered it as an a la carte item, and that is almost gone.
Wow.
But there are tickets still available to that. That's during the day at lunchtime. And then in the evening on Friday night, we have two things. One very accessible, fun music thing that we should talk about, which is our concert at Rodney Strong, which has a beautiful outdoor amphitheater. And we've brought probably the best artist we've ever brought in before, only because he's amazing. I discovered him at Bottle Rock in Napa.
Yeah.
I'd say that's not true. I heard about him at Bottle Rock in Napa because everyone was talking about this guy. Oh my God, did you hear Kingfish? You know, Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram is his name. And he's, so everyone's talking about this guy. And then I happened to go to LA to visit a friend who took me to the Hollywood Bowl, and Kingfish opened for Buddy Guy, who's a blues legend.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason people bought tickets probably was to go to Buddy Guy, but there was a two-hour show. Kingfish played the first hour, and Buddy Guy played the second hour. And I mean, Kingfish rocked the crowd to the point where he had to have three encore performances.
Wow.
He's just recently won a Grammy. Rolling Stone describes him as like, if he plays guitar like Jimi Hendrix and sings like B.B. King or Prince.
Oh,
so
goodness.
I always say, like, if all of them somehow had a baby, you would get this kid. And he's a 24-year-old kid, but he sings like he's got an old soul and plays guitar like you've never heard. So we're just really excited about that. And that's only $85. It's selling out fast. So if you want tickets to that, then there's really great food trucks that'll be there, including my friend Dusky Estes's.
Black pig?
Black pig, pig. Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy to say together. So really great food, and Ronnie Strong is, which we have some wine from Ronnie Strong today.
We do. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that yet.
You know, selling the wines, and we're currently, all of us are having this beautiful rosé.
This is delightful.
One of my favorite wines. So thank you, Rodney Strong, for providing this.
Shall we all cheers real quick?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah,
it is perfect for a summer or spring day. This it tastes delicious. It has strawberry notes in it. I mean, it's really kind of
It's such
fantastic.
A beautiful color as well.
Right?
It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other event that's happening Friday night around the same time, so you can't go to both, you got to choose one or the other, is we're doing this incredible Japanese-themed dinner at Brie Coulure Winery, which, if you've never been to Brie Coulure, is an absolutely beautiful place. We are flying in a chef from Miami to cook alongside of their chefs. And this guy in Miami is a Latin fusion Asian sort of chef, and apparently he's just off the charts amazing. And their own chefs, Thomas Bellick and Todd Noller, are also amazing. Mm-hmm. So that is a Food & Wine magazine sponsored event. It's going to be multi-courses. We're going to have Japanese music. I know your show is about music and wine.
Yeah.
Almost all of our events incorporate music. So I believe we hired a Japanese flautist to
wow.
go to that event. Our opening night, we have this amazing violinist named Rose Corelli, who plays modern music on her violin, and she's sort of incredible. And then, of course, we do the Rodney Strong concert with Kingfish. So that's Friday.
Okay. All right.
The biggest thing we do of all, of anything, is our grand tasting on Saturday.
Right. Mm.
So if you want to only go to one thing, you get the most bang for your buck by far. We haven't raised our prices in 3 years. I recently went to Pebble Beach Food & Wine, and they charged over double what we're charging for what I think is equally as great, if not greater, a grand tasting experience. We have all kinds of things happening, probably 25 different chefs cooking, probably over 200 different wines poured. We have spirit cocktails. We have a DJ playing. We have all kinds of fun stuff happening on Saturday, the 18th. It's the grand tasting. All happens behind Hotel Healdsburg. We take over the lot that typically the farmer's market's at.
Right.
And if you go to nothing, go to that. It's all day, 12 to 4, and you get a lot of value for your money.
Yeah. And I do see, do you still have the offer for those who live in Healdsburg to get a little bit of a discount?
We do. We have a really great discount for Healdsburg residents, which will be right on our website.
Okay.
So typically these tickets are $250, which again, we haven't raised in 3 years, but Healdsburg residents get it for $190. I forgot about something else on Friday,
yeah.
which I need to
okay.
go. So we have this really great cocktail event. We're calling it Happy Hour at Lo and Behold, which is, you know, such a great restaurant and cocktail place in town. And we have five of the best mixologists from around Healdsburg going to make cocktails, and Lo and Behold is one of those. Like, they're amazing.
Yeah.
So incredible food, incredible wine, and it's very affordable. It's I think around $100 to go to that, and it's well worth it. That goes, I think, 4 to 7
okay.
on Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
So great options on Friday, but then again, Saturday, the Vintners Plaza Grand Tasting from 12:30 to 5 p.m. with celebrity chefs, bites, wine, spirits, beer, not just local beverages too, which I think is fantastic because mm-hmm. then you can taste Sonoma and Napa County wines next to our friends from other countries and be like, yeah, we're good.
We're good.
We even have non-alcoholic beverages.
Okay, great.
Oh,
so
that's lovely.
We have a whole offering for those kind of people. I mean, we have such great food happening in this grand tasting this year. We have paella from Gerard's Paella, and we have mm-hmm. Matterhorn cooking barbecue, and we have Sumo Dog cooking like Japanese-inspired hot dogs.
Wow.
And we have Coppola creating mastermind pizzas in their areas. Like, it just goes, it's endless.
Wow.
We have Acme Burgers doing burgers, and it's going to be really, really fun.
Right on. All right.
Very cool. And now this event also gives back to the community. So who are the beneficiaries of that?
So because we're in Sonoma County and it's an agricultural region, we and the whole event's sort of the theme has always been meet the makers behind the magic. The people that dig in the earth, that create the great produce, that grow the grapes, that raise the cows and the pigs and all the things we eat at all our favorite restaurants. So we give all of our organizations that we raise money for are agriculturally themed organizations. So the Wine Growers Foundation, which is now called
the Voz de los Viñedos, the Voice of the Vineyards.
It's a really great organization that the money that we raised helped form a leadership academy where vineyard workers could learn skills that they don't normally learn on their job, everything from accounting to management skills, leadership skills. If we took them to Washington, D.C. with the money, and they got to meet with senators and congressmen. It was
so
amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
And then we raise money for Farm to Pantry, which is an incredible organization that feeds people throughout Sonoma County and mm-hmm. cleans produce from farms and people's backyards. And we also raise money for the Future Farmers of America kids who want to go to college in agriculture but can't afford it, so we do a scholarship fund.
Yeah.
So all of those are near and dear to us. We have a new one this year, which is not Sonoma County related. We are raising money for Maui Fire Relief, which still need a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Saturday night, we're doing a Maui at the Matheson dinner, which is
fun.
You know, one of the most amazing places in Healdsburg is the Matheson. We're flying in my friend and chef Leanne Wong from Maui, whose restaurant burned to the ground during the fires. So she's an incredible chef. She's been on Top Chef twice. She produced Top Chef. She has restaurants and also in Oahu. And she's cooking with Dustin Vilette. So again, we try to pair outside chefs with inside stars. That dinner, we still have tickets available for that. It's only $250. He sells his dinners downstairs way more than that. If you just typically go to one of his fancy dinners, so it's a bargain. And then we have Guy's Big Bottle Party, which is Guy Fieri's headlining our Magnum Party. Big bottles of wine and lots of food that same evening at the Matheson. And those tickets, we're running out fast, but we still have some of those available.
All right, very good. And then you also have some seminars. How are seminars doing? Are they on Saturday? Are they filled up?
So we have seminars on Friday. We have two on Friday. Mm-hmm. We're doing the Jewels of Sonoma County with incredible wines. We have Flowers and Kistler and Mary Edwards and Aperture Cellars and Stone Street. And
those are big hitters.
Yeah, we have big hitters and a really fun host. Anthony Gilly is so fun, one of the most fun guys in the business. And then we have Battle of the Bubbles, which is French champagne alongside California sparkling wine.
Wow,
and
that's
caviar,
fun.
Caviar from California, caviar syrup. And speaking of caviar, on Sunday, we're doing a wine down pool party at Coppola.
Ooh.
And we're going to have music and fried chicken and caviar by the pool.
Oh, my God.
With cocktails.
Sign me up. That is amazing.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
All of these events sound like so much fun, but it is sort of an a la carte thing. You can buy a package, right, that would include many of these events, but a lot of them are you decide what you want.
Yeah, what we have left now is all a la carte events because the package is sold out.
They did. Okay, got it.
So what people are doing now is they're creating their own package. They're buying a wine seminar, and they're buying the cocktail event, and they're buying the concert or a dinner or a lunch. You can still buy the Kendall Jackson lunch. You can still buy the Japanese dinner at Brie Calore. You can still buy the Maui at the Matheson dinner at the Matheson. You still buy the Big Bottle Party. So we have a lot of stuff available. The concert, the Lo and Behold cocktail event.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff available. Just go to HealdsburgWineAndFood.com it's mostly affordable stuff now. Like the most expensive event on our website is $250, and that's the Grand Tasting and the Maui at the Matheson dinner. Everything else is less.
That's fantastic. Really, yeah. Even going to just one of these events, and I'm just going to say this, sometimes you don't have the capacity to go day after day, right? Yeah. You know, you've got things that you have to do on the weekend or whatever, other commitments, and being able to just do something really nice and special for yourself is really kind of fun. So, you know, maybe it's that concert and going to see, you know, Kingfish and having great wines at Rodney Strong and getting some yummy food from the food trucks. Like, how fun would that be?
Yeah. I mean, everything is phenomenal. It's a jam-packed weekend. So fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of amazing food, wine, chefs. I mean, you really cannot beat it. And it sounds like, you know, not only that you're doing food and wine, but you're curating it you're making it a unique experience, which is very cool.
Yeah, so fun. We have been talking with Steve Tavares. He is CEO of SD Media and founder of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. You can find them online at healdsburgwineandfood.com. The event is May 16th through the 19th, so don't wait. Now is the time to get tickets because, as Steve said, these are selling out. Steve, will you stick around with us because we do want to ask you some more questions.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the music portion.
Yeah. The bonus podcast portion. And of course, if you listen to the show fairly often, you know that we do have some extra bonus material that's always fun on our podcast. You can find that at rockandvino.com, rockandvino.com. And a big thank you to American Ag Credit again for sponsoring this program. I will see you very soon, Coco.
Yes, see you soon.
It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Welcome back to Rockin' Vino. I am Michelle. Coco is here, and our guest is Steve Tavares, CEO of SD Media and founder of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. We're not kidding, people. You need to buy your tickets right now. HealdsburgWineAndFood.com. It is May 16th through the 19th. There are still some things available. Definitely get that grand tasting because it's going to be so much fun. But there are different elements as well. How important was it for you to have educational components in this experience as well?
It's been really important. It kind of rounds out your event, and we are in wine country. So we weren't sure, would people go to wine seminars when they could do that any day of the week. But ours are different because we bring an outside talent that's phenomenal. And Ray Isles from Food & Wine Magazine is one of our speakers, and he's very knowledgeable and entertaining. And Anthony Giglio and Leslie Sbraka, who's a local celebrity.
I love her.
So, like, our wine talent is something you can't get every day. Mm-hmm. And so it does kind of round out the event, and it wouldn't be the same without them. They're hard to put together, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I feel like just being in the room with people like that and getting, you know, just hearing the experience that they can bring to the table. I mean, you know, the for the ticket prices, I mean, I think it's a steal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus you're bonusing with all kinds of fun things like caviar.
along
with the champagne. That's kind of nice.
We also have a tequila seminar this year from John Charles
Boisset,
who's doing it himself. And if you've never been able to get in front of John Charles, he's quite the showman.
Yeah.
But they have a new tequila called Casa Obsidiana, I believe. And it is in the most beautiful bottle you've ever seen it. There's three different ones, you know, Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, and they look like sculptures, literally are pieces of art that you would put in your house, and they range from $150 to $400 around there. So they're really, really nice tequilas, and that's also very affordable. And that seminar is on Saturday at 11 o'clock, also at Lo and Behold.
Okay, so you can start your day with tequila and then just go from
there. Tequila.
Wine and tequila.
Tequila for breakfast. That's how it should be.
It's a great pairing, wine and tequila, you know.
Oh, that's great. All right. So this also focuses on agriculture and sustainability. And is that sort of how you're bringing people in to meet the winemakers and like having this connection to FFA and other things like that?
Well, I think they all go together.
Yeah.
You know, we're in this Sonoma became the most sustainable wine region in the world. They were the first ones to do it with Carissa's group and team. And because they were our first partner and our co-founder of the event, we wanted to honor and keep that. So when we have sponsors that have sustainable products, like our first year, Ford was launching the first electric truck, the Lightning. Mm-hmm. They launched at our event. They literally premiered their truck at our event.
Wow.
This year, Mazda is our automotive sponsor, and they're launching their hybrid and electric vehicles. So it's we try to promote sustainability wherever we can, including the, you know, organic and sustainable wines and the produce and from the farmer's market we try to use. So it just all goes together with the region.
Yeah, that does make sense.
So I'm looking at, you know, the seminars and everything that you have. And one that caught my eye that seems really fun is Talk About Chardonnay. A Chardonnay and taco pairing. I never would have thought of that, but that sounds amazing. But I mean, that sounds cool, but who comes up with these events and these pairings? This is so cool.
So we have meetings with all internal meetings and with our wine talent who do this all the time all over the world in the country. And Ray Isle, the executive editor, said, you know, it'd be fun to do a taco and Chardonnay pairing. So again, I would never have thought of that.
No.
That was Ray's idea. And we're not only are we doing it, but we're doing it on Saturday, also at 11 o'clock at the Matheson, which they know how to make food over there.
Yeah.
So they're creating three different tacos that'll go with six different Chardonnays. And we still have some tickets left. It's totally affordable. I believe that one's $95.
Yeah.
And you get basically lunch and wine for $95 in the Matheson with Ray Isle. Anthony's teaching that one, even though it was Ray's idea. But it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. What a steal. $95.
Right.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I often wish I could go to my own event.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing about doing events.
No. The hardest thing about events is like you're starving the entire weekend.
Right.
Watching all this incredible food and wine go by and you pretty much are starving. So this year
so
I'm going to make a concerted
event,
effort to
we'll,
eat.
We'll
yeah,
make
please.
Sure we pass
right.
you
Every
some
time
food.
You
hand
Steve.
Me a taco.
Perfect.
Say
Give him a taco and a glass of wine. Exactly.
Yes.
No, I did the California Artisan Cheese Festival with Judy, who also is one of your organizers here at Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. And I would go to the Artisan Cheese Festival and eat a little trail mix or something like that for the entire day.
Just to get by, one
bite of cheese.
That's
no,
crazy.
It's a sad reality of running events.
It's rough,
So this year I'm going to try to eat something.
Okay.
Well, if we see you, we'll make sure we'll pass along some food for you.
Thank you.
So, because you have been to all these big events all over the country, how would you rank? I know it's your baby, so probably really high, but how would you rank like the experience of this event compared to like Aspen.
So the nicest compliment I received from one of our famous chefs, Manit, and two of our famous chefs, Manit and Stephanie, who came up to me at the end of the Food and Wine Classic in Aspen, which is a really great event. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's considered to be the best. If you ask a lot of people, they'll tell you that that's pretty much one of the best ones. And they came up to me and said, Steve, somehow you've managed to capture some magic here. And all I can say is that it has soul. And I think the reason people say that and feel that is because it does. We're connected to the earth. We're connected to the people. Sonoma's known for friendly people. We try to bring in really friendly chefs and in intimate environments. So like the event that you just went to, the SIP, that's an intimate venue to watch really great musicians.
Right.
And that's the whole, if you know, we take that magic formula and put that throughout a whole weekend where you're getting incredible music and wine and food, and you get to hang out with the chefs and they're friendly and they're taking videos with you. And so it's just a different feel than some of the other events where it's a little bit more like the chefs are over here and you're over here. This is, you're hanging out with them in very intimate places, and I think it's magical. We were recently voted by the Wine Enthusiast as one of the top 10 events in the country, and it's only... That's after only 2 years, so we're going into our third.
Wow.
So that was a real honor.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to judge because it is our event, but you know, it's a team effort. We have a really small group of people that do a lot of work to put this thing together. But it is, the magic is it's Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredibly beautiful. When you go to Sara Lee Vineyard or you go to the garden at Kennel Jack. I mean, Tucker Taylor, who's the master gardener at KJ, was the master gardener at French Laundry. He knows how to put a garden together, and it's probably the nicest one I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite magical. Like, if anybody gets the chance to go, I highly recommend it. Just
right.
Go taste at KJ, grab a glass of wine, and walk through the garden.
And better, go to the lunches.
Yeah, go to the lunches.
Have
Manit and Tracy cook for you out of the garden produce
yes.
while you're sitting in the middle of the garden under a canopy.
Yeah.
Listening to a guitar player strum music and talking to Randy Ullum, their master winemaker. Like, that's mm-hmm. the kind of experience that
yeah.
creates, that's why someone says that's got soul.
Right.
Yeah.
And Randy is one of the nicest persons on the planet. He's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. I love that man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love him too. I could sit and talk to him all night long.
And he's so passionate about what he does and so fun.
Yeah.
And he likes Willie Nelson. And I like Willie Nelson.
No wonder you like him.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't like
Willie
Nelson?
He's your favorite album guy.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So maybe we should talk about music a bit.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. And would you like to ask your big question, Michelle?
So,
tough one?
Okay, yeah, we'll do this tough one. But we didn't give Steve really the opportunity to really research
That's
and figure
true.
This out. So we're going to give you a little bit of leeway this time. Normally we ask, what are the three albums that you would take with you on a deserted island? You can't listen to anything else for the rest of time, just these three albums. But because we didn't give you time to think about it, and it is a very hard question to ask, we'll ask you, what three artists would you listen to for the rest of time?
So I'm a believer that the music that you listen to in high school and college is the music that stays with you for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are or what period you are. And there's so many great musicians now that I love, but the ones that I gravitate to are the ones I listen to in high school and college. That would be Earth, Wind, and Fire, Led Zeppelin, Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
Let me think. I mean, there's so many, but... That's a really hard question to ask.
Have you been to a lot of concerts?
So I like music in intimate venues.
Yeah.
So I used to sell sponsorships for Live in the Vineyard, which is like a big weekend-long thing, like SIP.
Yeah.
And where you're in 50 people maybe in the middle of a vineyard or inside a tasting room. And so I have gone to a lot of those because I worked with them and we create our own here. And then I go to Bottle Rock and I love it. And that's the biggest one that I go to, but that's a very different experience than SIP, which you just went to. I mean, you can't, it'd be really hard to compare those two things.
Yeah.
So one, I kind of deal with the crowds and still have fun, but one is like, you don't have to deal with crowds. And
it feels more relaxed for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my question for you is, I used to ask it if it's on a good day, but now I've changed it to, it's your last day alive. And so what are you eating, what are you drinking, and what are you listening to? Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Levels it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow, wow.
Very last day. Wow. What are you going to do?
Okay, so I'm not going to call it brands because I work with so many great ones that that would be offensive to somebody. But I'm eating the comfort food that I grew up with. I'm having an amazing cheeseburger and probably a slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wash it down with incredible Sonoma County Pinot Noir.
There you go.
Probably from the Russian River or Sonoma Coast. And again, I'm not going to name any names, but... you know who you are. And then what was the last question? Listening to. God, it's my last day on earth. You're not going to know this artist because you're not old enough, but I would probably be listening to Al Jarreau.
Oh, yeah.
We know who Al Jarreau.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Just because he makes me happy.
Yeah. And that's the kind of, like, there's joy, but there's also, like, real comfort, I think, in his music that I think that would be a good... kind of tone to listen to as you're contemplating the end of time.
He's like a rainbow in music form.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That's great.
That's way
very
fun.
Good. All right. Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I do. I do.
What is it?
It would be, oh my God. What's the Jersey Boys? What's the name of that artist? The band.
Frankie Valli. Okay, yes.
I carried your books to school. What's that song? Again, I don't remember names of albums or names of songs. You're killing me.
Let's see. Frankie Valli, I carried your books to school. Well, let's ask the interwebs.
Yes, when I was
the Google
16.
Will know.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed that I can't remember
that's
the name.
Right. You know what? We can even edit this out, but we won't.
My eyes adored you.
My eyes adore you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
That's what I would be singing.
All right. I like it.
I love it.
And that's because I'm really old.
You're not really
not
old.
Not at all. No.
No, you're not. Go ahead.
Well, I kind of have an off-the-cuff question
a little bit.
So we're drinking this gorgeous Rodney Strong rosé of Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And
it really is delicious.
It really is quite yummy. It really is. I mean, I'm probably going to pour myself some more in a little bit. So what song or artist would you say represents this wine?
Ooh. Oh, I got it.
Yeah?
Pink.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want her on the trapeze or whatever, you know,
oh,
she's
right,
flying across the, drinking that, looking up, Pink.
She is amazing. I saw her in October. And absolutely phenomenal. I didn't realize how many songs of hers that I knew.
Right? She is literally an amazing singer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she can sing, she's classically trained musician. She can sing everything from opera to rock and in between. And she's a talent.
She really
And by
is.
The way, she makes a great wine out of Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I want to try it.
She's good friends with Ray Isle, our wine expert, seminar leader. Everybody loves Ray. That should be. I think there was a show like
yeah,
that.
I think so,
that
yeah.
should be changed. Everyone loves Ray Isle, including Pink. Pink played at Bottle Rock last year or the year
she
before.
Did,
a year before.
Yeah.
She's mind blowing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
I do want to try her wine. It's Two Wolves Wine, I believe, is the name. And
okay.
I have yet to get my hands on some, but I will.
We also need to invite her to talk on Rock and Vino.
We do. Sure do.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe
raise your way in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Thanks for the tip. All righty. I think we'll probably wrap things up because I know that you are very busy in the last weeks before this event.
Yes.
Yeah,
comes
3
together.
Weeks away. HealdsburgWineAndFood.com. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets while you can. The tequila seminar, the cocktail seminar, the Kendall Jackson lunch, the guy's big bottle party at the Matheson, the Maui at the Matheson dinner, the Japanese dinner at Brie Calori, all those are still available, as is the wind down pool party at Coppola with fried chicken and caviar by the pool on Sunday.
And, so fun.
And kingfish.
And kingfish.
Concert. Yeah.
Yes.
And kingfish.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Steve, for hanging out with us. This was very fun.
Thank you.
And thank you for the Rodney Strong wines. Those are delicious, and they'll be fantastic paired with blues music from Kingfish. Our guest today has been Steve Tavares, the CEO of SD Media and founder of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. Again, it's May 16th through the 19th. Go to healdsburgwineandfood.com for tickets and info.
And this is Rockin' Vino, and you can find us at Rockin' Vino, RockinVino.com.
Thanks for listening to Rockin' Vino. Check out more great content online at RockinVino.com.